The top U.S. military commander in South Korea has told Congress there are no signs the North is planning a conventional military attack, but he and another senior military official say U.S. and South Korean military forces are fully prepared to handle any eventuality. General Leon Laporte appeared before the House Armed Services Committee, which is holding hearings on the Defense Department's budget for the current year. He said North Korea's 1.2 million man army poses a credible threat with significant artillery and missile capabilities. General Laporte summed up the challenge facing U.S. and South Korean forces.
We are concerned that we continue to establish and demonstrate a firm deterrent posture so that North Korea military and Kim regime does not miscalculate and think that the United States is not paying attention to what's going on, why it may be involved someplace else in the world.
While there are no signs Pyongyang plans to launch a conventional attack on the South, General Laporte says, in his words, there is always an opportunity for miscalculation. He expanded on the subject in this exchange with Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez.
I am confident, as we sit here today, that we could defeat a North Korean attack into South Korea if it was to occur.
Even if we had what we anticipate we'll have in the next few days, a war in Iraq on our hands, as well as the terrorist threats that we're vetting out throughout the world.
Yes, ma'am. I'm confident that we could do that.
Also testifying was Admiral Thomas Fargo, commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, describing the chances of war breaking out on the Korean Peninsula as very low. He said U.S. military strength in the Asia-Pacific region remains strong.
Our deterrent posture is very strong right now. As a matter of fact, the forces that I have arrayed in the Pacific today are more significant than a year ago.
Both Admiral Fargo and General Laporte acknowledged strains in the U.S.-South Korea relationship over the past year. However, in response to several lawmakers' questions, General Laporte said, in his words, there is no crisis in the relationship. Admiral Fargo said annual joint military exercises now underway with South Korea are not in any way provocative. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.